Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, what a great midweek service we had here at Bible Baptist Church. What a great time of year it is. I love Christmas time. I love December. I love talking of the Savior and Christmas carols and different spirit in the air. The great songs that we hear on the radio. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful time of year to tell about the Savior. We have many folks involved in what's called Fill America campaign. It's a tract campaign, a gospel tract. And we have many folks who are passing out tracts during this next 2 weeks leading up to Christmas. And we keep track of those. And there's about 80-some churches just here in Ohio and the state up north and Indiana who are participating and getting the gospel out. Over a million last campaign that lasted 2 weeks. And hopefully we can go over that million mark again this time. The answer is the gospel. The answer is Jesus Christ. That's what our country needs. And anyway, I hope you had a great church service where you were. And you were in your place and a blessing to your church and to your pastor. I want to talk to you a little bit today from 1 Peter chapter 3. A couple verses to share with you from 1 Peter 3, verses 8 and 9. Verses 8 and 9, where Peter writes, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing." I want to talk to you a little bit about our treatment one of another. Peter deals with several categories here. He deals with citizens and the government. He deals with employees and employers. He deals with husbands and wives and husbands. Why? Because relationships are important. Life is made up of a relationship. There was a professor of epidemiology at the University of California that indicated the importance of social ties and a social support system in relationship to mortality and disease. He said Japan was number one in the world with respect to health, and then he discussed the close social, cultural, and traditional ties in that country as the reason. He found in his study that the more social ties, the better the health, and the lower the death rate. Conversely, he indicates that the more isolated the person, the poorer the health, and the higher the death rate. So it's interesting that he found social ties are good preventative medicine for physical problems. And also good preventative medicine for mental and emotional and behavioral problems. And yet we seem to be moving away from that in our society. We have do-it-yourself checkout now. No attendant needed. Some of us remember when they used to be service stations. Now that's by the wayside. Everything's do-it-yourself. And you go into a restaurant, even the fast food places now, a machine can take your order and even talk back to you. Banks and other financial institutions, you just can deposit your check with your cell phone, and you don't have to go to the bank anymore. You don't have to talk to a person. Technology is rapidly discouraging any face-to-face contact. And that's why it's important, I think, that the church remain an institution that can show concern for an individual by meeting them face-to-face. No, live stream and watching it on your television is not the same as being there in person. So he instructs us here about our treatment one of another. And this is for all of us. This instruction is for every single believer, how we ought to treat one another. Number one, notice what he said in verse 8, be of one mind. Be of one mind. Several times this is talked about throughout the epistles. Paul would hit on it when he would write to the church in Philippi. In chapter 1 and verse 27, Paul said, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come or see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." In chapter 2 and verse 2, he says, "I want you to be like-minded." Like-minded. We're to be of one mind. How? Philippians 2:5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." We're to have the mind of Christ. And that means we will think alike on things. Why? Because we're thinking biblically. We're thinking, our thinking is controlled by the Word of God. We're not controlled by philosophy. We're not controlled by reason. We're not controlled by science. We're not controlled by wokeness or by political correctness. We're controlled by revelation, by the Word of God. Not what I think, but what God says. That's how we are of one mind, one with another. And that's how we have the mind of Christ. That's what the Bible is for. We know how the Lord thinks. Number two, it says in verse 8 of 1 Peter 3, not only be of one mind, but have compassion one of another. This means to feel for each other. First, common thinking. Now, common feeling. First, have one mind. Now, have one heart. The word here for compassion means to suffer together. Used to be you'd say, let's walk a mile in their shoes. Or you'd think to yourself, wonder what it would be like to be in their place. That's why the Bible says we are to weep with them that weep and rejoice with them that rejoice. In fact, Paul would tell the church at Corinth that we're like a body. And when one part hurts, we all hurt. And one part of our body can't say to another part of our body, we don't have any need for you. No, it's all necessary, my friend. George Truett was a very effective pastor for decades in Texas. His heart was broken when he accidentally killed his best friend while they were on a hunting trip. His daughter said that she never heard him laugh after that day. George Truett had a radio program, and every day when it came to the close of that program, he would say this, "Be good to everybody, because everybody's having a tough time." Have you, that sound familiar, radio listener? I did not know that came from George Truett. A pastor I had when I was in Bible college closed his radio program with those words, and he got it from George Truett. But he said those words because, and I say those words, because I know what a heavy burden some people can be carrying. See, George Truett understood that, and he had compassion toward them. He suffered with them in that regard. Sometimes we cross paths with people who seem to be very brisk and brusque and not easy to like. Yet there's usually a reason for their behavior. And often it's because they're hiding a heavy heart. If we take time to understand what has happened, you find out that they have a tough exterior. But inwardly, they're desperately wishing for someone to care about them. That's why the Bible says of some have compassion, making a difference. Compassion will always make a difference. D.L. Moody told the story of his conversion this way. Quote, "When I was in Boston, I used to attend a Sunday school class. One day, I recollect my teacher came around behind the counter of the shop I was working in, put his hand on my shoulder, and talked to me about Christ and my soul. I had not felt that I had a soul till then. And I said to myself, this is a very strange thing. Here's a man who never saw me till lately. And he's weeping over my sins, and I never shed a tear about them. But I understand now, and know what it is to have a passion for men's souls, and to weep over their sins. I don't remember what he said, but I can still feel the power of that man's hand on my shoulder tonight." End quote. The concern and the tears of a godly Sunday school teacher resulted in the conversion of a man who saw over a million souls come to Christ in his evangelistic campaigns. Compassion. Be of one mind. Be compassionate. That also, the next thing he said in verse 8, is be loving. Be loving. He says, love as brethren. Why? Why brethren? Because we're part of the family of God. That's why. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 9, you're taught of God to love one another. 1 John 2 reminds us that if we don't love our brother, we're in darkness. We cannot say that we love God if we don't love our brother. We can't love God and hate his children. In 1 Corinthians 13, when he describes the highest form of love, which is charity, it says charity forbears all things and forgives all things. In other words, when you really love somebody, you don't broadcast faults and sins. It puts people in their best light. It's like a picture, and oftentimes in a gallery, they'll want to light that picture just in the perfect light. And the Bible says we're to love one another, not in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Newspaper columnist And Minister George Crane tells of a wife who came to his office full of hatred toward her husband. "I do not only want to get rid of him, I want to get even. Before I divorce him, I want to hurt him as much as he has me." And Dr. Crane suggested an ingenious plan. He told her, "Go home and act as if you really love your husband. Tell him how much he means to you. Praise him for every decent trait. Go out of your way to be as kind and considerate and generous as possible. Spare no efforts to please him, to enjoy him. Make him believe you love him. And after you convinced him of your undying love and that you can't live without him, then drop the bomb. Tell him you're getting a divorce. That will really hurt him." With revenge in her eyes, she smiled and exclaimed, "Beautiful, beautiful. Will he ever be surprised?" And she went home and she did it with enthusiasm, acting as if. I mean, for 2 months, she showed love, kindness, listening, giving, reinforcing, sharing. But when she didn't return, Crane called her on the phone. He said, "Are you ready now to go through with the divorce?" "Divorce," she claimed. "Never. I discovered I really do love him." You see, her actions had changed her feelings. Her motions resulted in emotions. The ability to love is established not so much by fervent promise as it is by repeated deeds. Love. You see, love is not a feeling. Love is an act of your will. Love is when you will do what's best for the other person. Love is the willing, sacrificial giving of yourself for the benefit of someone else with no thought of return. And my friend, when you do that and you practice that, then the emotion will come. The emotion will come, but you have to do the facts before you get the emotion. Oh, here we are, treating one another. Be of one mind. Let's think alike. How? Because we think according to the Word of God. Be compassionate. Suffer with people. Understand what they're going through. Put yourself in their position. And then be loving. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love thinks no evil. Love forbears and forgives. Love puts people in its best light. Love does what's best for the other person, not expecting anything in return. Let's love one another. Let's love his family. Let's love his brethren. And then he says we're to be merciful. And we're just about out of time for today. So let's come back tomorrow. We got some more to pick up here and finish this up. So we'll finish up the last things we are to be to one another tomorrow on Friday's broadcast. All right. Thanks again for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I appreciate each one of you. If you have a prayer request you can share with us or a blessing you'd like to share with us here at Christmas, we'd love to hear from you. And just shoot me an email, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Write us off a letter if you will. We're at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio, 43123. Bob will give you some other information here at the close of the broadcast. And as George Truett closed his, I'll close mine. This is Brother Slaybaugh, and until tomorrow, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.